Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia Belton. And we are here with Valerie Austin, who is a lauded author, a celebrity top hypnotherapist and hypnotist from the UK. And she's come up with a brilliant protocol to help the immune system and to fight it and get us strong during these challenging times. In addition to that, she also founded something called the Telephone Party. And so we're going to hear a little bit about all of this amazing stuff when we're back with Valerie in just 1 second. Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I'm so excited to have you today.
I'm thrilled to be here because it's quite a while since we've done a show before, and I thoroughly enjoyed that one. I quite a lot. I'm sure think you're doing.
Thank you, Valerie. So why don't we start off by talking about your book, and it's Self-Hypnosis Made Easy or Made Simple. And tell us about that, including the correct title.
Okay, Self-Hypnosis Made Easy by Valerie Austin, and it's published by Hay House, Tech with Habit in America. This is my latest book. It was out last year, and it's, I started writing in 1920, and about 1992 I had my first book on hypnosis published called Self-Hypnosis, which is published by Hawthorne. And that was I love that book. It went out with 25, still in publication, which is incredible. And that's 25, 30 years later.
Amazing.
Now, they want to say how all my books have had, this is the seventh book, and they've all been commissioned from major authors.
That's amazing. We're just so honored and blessed that you're here with us. Can you tell us a little bit about your new protocol for immune boosting?
Yes, that would come because with something like this virus and something dreadful like this, or any illness, you won't catch it if you're living in a good condition. And so what happens is if you feel you're healthy and you're exercising and you're eating right, but if you have stress that's in your life, then it can bring your immune system down. Even though you're looking and feeling healthy, suddenly you can bring it, bring on illnesses like flu and things like this, normal flu. But when your immune system is down and you have cancer,
to do that and get all the research done. And with your journalism background, I'm sure that played a part, correct? Oh, yes. I said, we're having a little feedback from the final class,
so that's why I'm moving off camera. I said that with your journalism background, that's amazing that you were able to put all this research together, because especially in the hypnotherapy arena, there aren't as many of the books that are steep in research. Let's put it that way.
Unfortunately, Google has got too complicated with a lot of misinformation on it now. The hypnosis, so I had to go the big book. I had to go and research in the Southern Library, go research 100 shoes. And I found a lot of the things got the truth that's in, obviously, that in Google now it's true to be, but people have started what, you know, what they believe is truth and make it look like truth to be true.
That's true. It is not. I know as a hypnotic anesthesiologist, I'm really excited to come along with the things that you're working on, your protocols, because I think it's fantastic. And I think it's so generous of you to be putting this up on your Facebook page, quite frankly, and giving this for free. And I know you have a history in addressing, in addressing trauma situations with hypnotherapy.
Yes, I was unfortunately in a tsunami when it happened in Abu Dhabi, but I was fortunate enough to be able to go back with a film crew and help people that were survivors. And I was at Phi Island and I was doing hypnosis always. When there's anything like this, Matt, because lots of people are like me, we give things away free because we can and because it's the right thing to do, because, you know, we've been successful and as long as we can do it. But I think it's great to be able to give. I think it's wonderful to do this hypnosis. It was really on rooftops, doing it on the beach, and it's just a wonderful feeling. But being in crisis and watching it and being involved in it, seeing what happens, how terrifying it is, has helped me to be able to understand so where I'm doing now is hopefully getting people not to be scared, because we're day by day, and not to to goose him and music, but also to have fun. And my idea of having fun was talking to a journalist friend of mine on beach, and she only been so isolating one day. She didn't know
listen. It's going to be a while.
So I said, well, let's have a telephone party. She said, what do you mean? And I said, well, in the first, you know, you get back and forth, you go out together.
Yeah.
And then you get comfortable. I don't have a whole lot of people to work out. And I said, but this is a business call. What you do is you have drinking one hand and you're at the happy hour at the bar. And then you just talk to each other normally as you would in the bar. What difference does it make? I mean, you know, it's talking. And the rules are not to be negative.
Right.
Was that for Ian, dear? You're learning. You've got it down now. I'm very impressed. Either way, you can look up Valerie Austin, and if you, she comes up that way for me, or Valerie Austin Hips, as in hypnotherapy, and you're doing all of these amazing sessions live on your Facebook, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to see a lot of information, and there should be, and this, but as we go along, things change, it may be longer than this, but if it is longer, I'll be adding, so that if you want to get students, this might be something that you know to stop your touching the thing.
Yeah.
So, the habit, so you get out of the habit. So
that's fantastic.
And also blood pressure. If you have had blood pressure, we have done work, we've actually employed one person that has got that possibility to do some of the time. I've seen him doing that basic work, and this is what he's good about it. Helping your blood pressure to become normal.
Yeah.
And I prefer, you know, I'll be doing audio assist self help. You know, so you've got these things, and sleep, having problems sleeping, it's very good for that sort of thing. So I will be adding videos, things like this, to help you keep while away the time. So not just do I have lots of free things that you think that I want to be doing in therapy, because during this time.
Fantastic. What a great use of time. Oh, that's fantastic. I can't wait. Get all that negativity out. Okay, well, let's get into the telephone part. Now, this has wonderful dopamine benefits also, because you're connecting with other human beings during these trying times when so many people are actually isolated. And it's also just nice to connect. I know here in New York, a lot of the millennials who are great connectors, you know, they have co-working space, and they can't go to work if there are offices. They're finding a time in the day when they all go on a Zoom call. Zoom's getting a lot of business these days. And they just hang out together while they work. So even if they're not saying anything. So the benefit, I'm thinking, with your telephone party, it's an app benefit. In that you're really getting that dopamine and oxytocin, you're connecting. It's so wonderful. It's such a great idea.
But you actually find it sitting while going out with friends, being friends only go out with him, and you just carry on conversation. Generally, if you don't talk to him, so many things have filled your mind as well. It's nothing wrong with a bit of gossip, as long as it doesn't have
harm. That's true. Oh, that's what I'm hearing. Okay. As long as it's not feedback, I'm good. So, yeah. Are you shutting down as well in Florida as we are in New York?
Yeah. The
only thing that I would say to people is definitely if you're doing what they know, your simulcasting, they run Blog Talk and Zoom. And these systems are very sensitive, so they really pick up feedback. That's why in the beginning I was staying off camera because I wanted to move away from you so that there was no feedback. So it's just when you start noticing the feedback, put your phone and hit the speaker button so that it's picking up all the sounds in the room, and then move the phone just a little bit away from your computer or tablet or the other device. Don't use the same device for both systems because you're going to have hard feedback. That's my little tidbit. Yeah. Well, I am so excited to have had this opportunity to speak with you. I'm thrilled about your book. It's wonderful what you're going to be putting out on your Facebook page. And Mr. Taylor, thank you very much for sharing the Facebook page. I saw a little pop up there for everyone. And we are going to be rebroadcasting this for people, and we may even put it out, you know, on Valerie's page or give you guys a link so you can come back to this episode and hear the things that Valerie has been sharing with us and things to look for and look forward to. Valerie, in talking about all of the things that you're going to be doing, and you're starting the Tea Party today, is that correct?
No tea party.
I mean you.
No, the
Tea Party. You know, I wanted to say Tea Party for a couple of days now, and I catch myself. Because it just sounds like Tully, tea. Yeah, okay. So the telephone party, you're starting that this afternoon?
I've got one tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, and are you going to put this up on your Facebook page so that people can find out?
I'll find something in English when Bobby's part, and I'm going to actually put it on the Facebook page. Now, my Facebook page is somewhat different for a lot of people in the respect. I used to publish two magazines in London.
Yeah. That's how we met. Yes. Yes, it was nice gossip. It was very nice gossip. You can. Hot gossip. Okay. Yeah, we can. It's wonderful. Yeah, we met through we had mutual friends, Pamela Hamill, right? And she was the writer at that time and one of the editors, and you were an editor. It's a wonderful magazine. I thought it was lovely.
The comic is from about 2001,
yeah.
But
That's true. You got me there. That's true. You could take pictures. Well, I wish you all success with telephone party. We have to race out everyone and get Valerie a tip. I'm calling you Valerie now. I'm leaving it. Get Valerie Austin's book on self-hypnosis made simple, made easy. So, and pick up a copy and really look through it. And also, look at her page. Visit Valerie Austin's page on Facebook because there's just so much information and the way she presents it is fantastic and it's easy to read and it's more like a headline. And clearly you were in the business. It's obvious when you look at your page. And so to now have the added boost of the immune boost and orange. I love that orange liquid. I got one out of three, not bad. I was like thinking about them too. Please don't get this wrong. But orange liquid, which I love the name of, and to have the opportunity to do it on right there on your page. So, go ahead. No.
Also, at valerieoptin.com, I have not been, I just did for a few years, got all my background on it, and it's six of the pages. And if you're not able to do on board, you might well have a look at it and do it on as well.
I think that'll be great because you really have an amazing background. It's fun to travel with you. As you're reading the ballot. So, this has just been such a wonderful interview. I thank you, Valerie Austin, for coming on. Look at ValerieAustin.com and Valerie Austin's Facebook page to find out more details about everything that's going on. And I'm going to have to check in with you and find out how the telephone parties are going. I love it. Okay, great. Well, everyone, I'm Dr. Tranquility, Lydia. I can be found on Facebook as well at DATE, as in dating, DATE therapy, and drtranquility.com on Facebook, and drtranquility.com is its own site as well, and you'll find my background and some other stuff that I've done there. Valerie, this was such a pleasure, and I thank you. And thank you for joining us. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Valerie Austin at Facebook.com, DrTranquility.com. Have a good day. Hello?